Okay, we'll start from the beginning of the mission again, just to make sure that we have the full context. Our focus will be on the latter part of the mission, the second half of the Mishnah, and then hopefully, if we go through this, we'll move on with the Gemara. So again, says the Mishnah. Cheskas abatim v'aboros v'ashichim v'amoros v'ashochos v'amrechotzos v'esavadim v'esashlochim v'avodim v'choshu seperus tadir cheskasin shaloshanim miyom liyom. So if I need to sum up the first din of the Mishnah, how would I sum up the first din of the Mishnah? Right, so the last line, right? Anything which is, right? Something which is oseh peiros tadir, then... Right, cheskasan gimel shanim miyom liyom. You need 3 full years for a chazaka of something which is oseh peiros tadir, constantly. Now, presumably, constantly doesn't mean every second. The same way, we said miyom liyom, according to the Rishonim, doesn't mean every second, but it means all the time throughout the years. There is no specific time, and therefore, like Rabbi Gershom told us yesterday, there will be opportunity as long as you're using it kederach habayim, like the Rashba said, and like the Tosfos on top implies as well. As long as you are using it in a normal way that an owner would use it, then there is sufficient time for the ma'arer, right? For the toveya, for the one who is complaining that it once belonged to him, to show up and lodge a formal complaint. You are squatting, taking, stealing my land. Okay. Again, what the chazak is, that was part of what we talked about yesterday. Again, that issue of the nature of the chazak, that's going to be a theme which comes up numerous times in the parak, and we'll refine our definition as we see the various sukkahs. Then the Mishnah said, "Stay beis habaal chizkasa shaloshanim ve'einan miyom liyom." That seems to be the second part of the Mishnah. Right, the first part was that if it pay osa peros tadir, then a beis habaal, which does not make peros tadir, is cheskasan gimel shanim ve'eino miyom liyom. So what's the difference between the first category and the second category? The critical difference is how frequently is it producing? How frequently is it producing? Is it producing all the time, or is it producing only some of the time? All of these things listed here, if it's the field, since it has the mayan, since it has the irrigation built in, so it has multiple seasons or multiple months in which it can produce. If we're talking about the eved or the merchatz, right, the bathhouse, you're using that all the time. Are you using it every second? Probably not. That would be normal. But every day, whatever the normal usage of a bathhouse is. Good. But now you come to the Beis HaBaal, and it's Eino Miyom Liyom. Once it's Eino Miyom Liyom, we don't know what it is. We don't know what it is. All we know is that you still need 3 years. It says that. Right? It still says 3 years. And that it's Eino Miyom Liyom. How these two pieces, right, work together, we don't really know. We don't really know.
Then the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael says, Gimel Chadashim Bar Rishona, Gimel Bachrona, U'shneimasra chodesh ba'emtza, Hare Elu Yud Cheskodesh. Says Rabbi Yishmael, right, we have 3 years. So, 3 months in year one, and 3 months in year three, and 12 months in year two, equals 18 months.
Okay. Thank you, Rabbi Yishmael. You've helped us with basic mathematics. Right? What's he talking about?
What's he talking about? What's the context to what Rabbi Shmuel is saying? He's telling us that it's going to equal 18 months, and presumably, that 18 months is sufficient for 3 years. Otherwise, he hasn't told us anything. Now, what is he talking about? Is he arguing on this? Is he saying that even if it makes peiros constantly for 3 years, it's a beis hashlachim, it's enough to have 3 months? Why would it be enough to have 3 months? I don't know. Because then you have a quarter of a year, right? Mela, if it was, 7 months, then you would say, maybe he's saying rubo kakulo, he's saying you have a majority. He doesn't say that. He says 3 months. So what is he talking about, right? If this is clause one of the mission, this is clause two, the question is, if clause three is, Rabbi Yishmael, and we'll stick together, Rabbi Akiva, what are they coming to tell us? What are they qualifying? Or what are they arguing with? So it's hard to believe that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are arguing with number one, because what's the svara? Unless he believes you don't really need 3 years. And that would be a huge statement. Say, it said 3 years. What you need is that you need to have been there, in 3 different years, but not for 3 different years. It'd be a very big chiddush to say that. The alternative is that he's commenting on this. He's commenting on the Beis Habaal. And it makes a lot of sense to assume that he's commenting on this, because clause number one was clear to us what it meant. We knew that if it makes pairs all the time, you need 3 years, and the 3 years have to be constant. Clause number two was a bit more amorphous. Right? We were left wondering, what does it mean that you need 3 years, but it doesn't have to be me only up? So what does it need to be? So now, to say that Rabbi Shmuel is coming along and saying, oh, well, you know what? You need 3 years, they don't do all the time. It's sufficient to have 18 months. Why? So we'll need to understand it. But again, in terms of you're reading the Mishnah, the most logical reading of the Mishnah, if you just read the Mishnah slowly, break it down to its components, is that Rabbi Shmuel is clarifying number two. Because what we want to say is clarifying number one. There was nothing that wasn't clear, and he would be saying a massive chiddush. The Mishnah says 3 years, but it doesn't really mean 3 years. If he's qualifying number two, so it said it needs 3 years, but it told us it doesn't need 3 real years, so I'll tell you what it needs. It needs 3 months, 12 months, and 3 months. Why? We don't know yet. Oh. With that, now let's look at Rashi. But again, right, Rashi doesn't pull things, out of his black hat. But Rashi was trying to make sure that we understand the Mishnah. But most of the issues that bother Rashi, and the way Rashi explains it, just come from reading it carefully. So when we'll see in a moment that it seems like Rashi is saying that Rabbi Shmuel is going back in the Beis Habaal, he didn't make it up. It is the easiest read of the Mishnah. To learn the Mishnah otherwise is a major, major chiddush. So now Rashi inside. Stay Beis Habaal. Ha-mistapekes b'megishamim. That it gets its water, it's sustained by rainwater. Ve'eina ose peros elapamachas b'shana. Because of that, it only produces crops once a year. Cheskasa gimoshana v'enetzricham yom yom. Its chazaka is 3 years, and it does not have to be constant. So Rashi did throw in something important there, again, which was logical, but maybe we didn't understand, which is that if the irrigation is limited to the rainy season, then it would seem to be that only one crops are only going to be for a short period of time. 3 months.
there should be some, you know, some lights going off. This smells from Rabbi Yishmael. It's exactly what Rabbi Yishmael is going to be just bothered by. And that's how Rashi continues. Right, what's the next line of Rashi? Uma hi chezkasa. And what is its chazakah? Now again, our Gemara is trying to make it easier. May have made this part a little bit harder because your Gemara probably has a period right before Ma hi chezkasa. Right, presumably in the manuscripts there was no period right there. Once there's a period, you might have said, okay, well maybe this is like a new topic. So maybe Rabbi Shmuel is going back on the beginning. But that's not the simple reading. Ma hi chezkasa is it. It sounds like it's going back on the last thing that we just said. And it's one deeper maskus. The pashtus is that what Rashi is saying, right, is ma hi chezkasa, what is the chazaka of a sada beis habaal? And that's when he introduced Rabbi Shmuel. Umayi Cheskas, Rabbi Shmuel Eimer. Rabbi Shmuel says, Shlosha Chadashim Acharonim, Shoshana Rishoina, Ushlosha Chadashim Rishoinim, Shoshana Achrona, Vem Tzois Shlema, and the middle one whole. Okay. So, Rashi filled in for us that when Rabbi Shmuel says 18 months, when he says 3 months at the beginning, 3 months at the end, it is not any 3 months that you want during that year. It's not that I need a representative 3 months of the years and I need 12 in the middle. It's that I need them to be consecutive. I need them to be consecutive. They need to be the last, right? The last 3 months of year one and the first 3 months of year number three. Which will now give us 18 months, not just stam 18 months, but 18 months beretzifus. What am I gaining by these 3 months? Like, what's happening? So Rashi explains.
Sheyesham maharim lizroba liftei Rosh Hashanah. There are those people that are they jump the gun a little bit, and they're planting before Rosh Hashanah. So that's the end of year number one, right? We're going to assume for now. We'll see in some of the Rishonim, maybe we saw a little bit yesterday, that the Lav Davka, that the year have to start from Rosh Hashanah. But for our purposes, it will be easier just to keep stick to the same time of year. So we'll assume that it's starting Rosh Hashanah. So sometime in, you know, Tammuz, Av, and Elul, we're going to try and get our early planting in. And as long as he has been in control of the field for 3 months, v'yeshlo edim shezira'a b'osan gimachadashim, and he has edim that he planted during those 3 months. But it doesn't take 3 months to plant. How long does it take to plant? I have no idea. Probably a day or two. I don't know. That's what Tosfos sounds like. It doesn't take so long to plant. So you need to be in control for 3 months. Why? We don't really know yet. We don't really know yet. But maybe that's just a significant amount of time. You need to be in control. And you need to have anything planted during that time. Because the planting is the ikar. And the same thing at the first 3 months of year number three, you need to have delayed the planting, right? If you were rushing to plant before Rosh Hashanah year one, then in year number three, you're delaying the planting. And obviously, for those who are learning Moed Katan with the Daf Yomi, you're not planting on Chol HaMoed, you're not planting on Yontif, that you're not about to do. But right afterwards, you're going to plant, and you're going to, within the first 3 months, so the end of Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, you're going to plant, and you're in control for those 3 months. Harezu Cheska Shaloshanim Ritzufos. This is 3 consecutive years. Good. Then Rashi adds the following line. There is no person, and again, a lot of what we're talking about has to do with how people are going to react to things. So presume the hanhaga of human beings. There is no person, normal person, obviously, there's always that guy, but, you know, normal person, right, that sees his friend who is planting something in his field in order to be able to eat the crops, and it's something which only lasts for one season, and he's going to be quiet. Meaning, this will certainly elicit a machah. If this guy really owns this field, this should be enough to set him off. If there were, you know, four rotations of crops throughout the year, and the guy chopped one of them, okay, maybe he wouldn't say anything. He's not going to be happy. But if I know this is the only chance that I'm going to have to plant this year, and now Mar Cheshvin comes, and he is planting already in my field, I'm going to yell and I'm going to scream. I'm going to yell and I'm going to scream. Oh. That is what...
So what's the 12 months being used in the middle year where you can't use the first 9 months?
Good. What's happening during the 12 months? We don't know the answer to that question yet. We don't know the answer to that question yet. What we do know is that there seems to be significance to having it together as a block of time. If we had to logically surmise why that would be, what would our guess be? Why would you think that you need to have 18 months consecutive? So the ma'arer should have ample opportunity to be ma'arer, right? If yesterday we said from Rabbeinu Gershom that it's about using it as it's normally used, so that when the ma'arer comes and claims, oh, but I didn't see you there, and therefore it's not a good chazaka. No, it needs to be significant. Now, what are you? So that's why it would have to be together, because there's a big difference between 18 months straight of control versus, you know, 3 months here, 3 months there, and 3 months other time. It'd be much more difficult. What are you doing during the 12 months? We don't have the answer to that yet. But that's what it says. Good?
No. You already know why.
I forgot what you don't like.
If it's not going to stay involved, we're talking about, you have to, if the Mara has to see you there, and you have to use it the same way that he uses it, it should not have to be 18 consecutive months. He does not use it 18 consecutive months. He uses it once a year.
Good. So what's Moshe asking? Moshe asking, it's very nice that you're requiring 12 months in the middle, but what's the yisod of the chazaka? The yisod of the chazaka is that you need to use it like the owners use it, and the owner is not going to be using it that much. So what are you really gaining by having the 12 months in between? So the first thing that I'll tell you is that might be part of the finish of Rabbi Yishma. Right? Until this point, when you read Rabbi Yishma, did you assume that Rabbi Yishma, would you categorize Rabbi Shmuel as a Mekil or as a Machmir?
For the second option is Machmir.
So Machmir. Everybody, okay. So I think when you would make...
I thought it was Mekil.
Mekil. So I initially assumed he's a Mekil also, because the starting point is 3 years, and he's cutting down on the 3 years. Okay. Right? But if you break it down to its fundamentals and say, wait, if you need 3 years and you need to get there with a Bailim, and the Bailim only use it for 3 months a year, then if you really believe that all I need to do is do it like the Bailim, then it should be sufficient, we'll call it, to have nine months. In which case, Rabbi Shmuel is a Machmir. What's the pshat in that chumrah? So Rabbi Shmuel is going to tell you, it's very simple. Using it like the Bailim uses it only helps in as much as it gives the opportunity for the ma'arer to, meaning we, is that it removes the excuses of the ma'arer. But that's not what Chezkas Gimel Shonim is solely about. It's about giving the ma'arer ample opportunity. And therefore, even though I'm going to, Rabbi Shmuel saying you need to do it for longer,
then the Bayim would normally use it. The Bayim would not do anything really in that month for 12 in that field for the months in between. Maybe this guy has to do more during those 12 months than a Bayim has to do because he needs it to establish a Cheskas Gimel Shana. So yes, at a minimum, it has to be Kederach HaBayim. But there's another factor also, which is that if it doesn't in the end reflect ownership that the Ma'arer could respond to, that could elicit some sort of protest, it's insufficient. And therefore, you're right. You're right. Kederach HaBayim might have only been 3 months. But if I don't have a significant hunk of time, if I don't have this 12 months in the middle, then there is not ample opportunity for the Ma'arer to see what is going on. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel is machmir and says, you need more than the amount of time that the Bayim does. You need it, it's ain't no yom yom, and you definitely need the way that the Bayim does, but maybe you need more than that. Now, what are you doing during that time, which is going to then make people think that you're the owner, that the Ma'arer is going to do the things. Let's just skip to it right now. Look at the end, not the beginning. We'll have to come back to the beginning. The end of the Tosfos, the Ramas, the Shlosha Chadashim, Barishona. It's this part is Vim Tomar. It's the second to last line of the middle fat-ish section. The middle section, there are three sections of this Tosfos in terms of the size of the lines. The middle section, the second to the bottom line. Vim Tomar, again, he asks it even more direct. What's going on with even the 3 months? Right? Even the 3 months is too much. Right? He takes Moshe's kasha to the extreme. The whole thing should be 3 days. How much time do you really need to get what you need out of the field? So how is it going to be nicker that he's making a chazakah? If he just needs to cut it down or to plant it, that's going to be enough. Maybe you'll say that he's pulling out the stones or in the umisaklam and he's getting it all nice. That's not a good chazaka. When it comes to plowing, like somebody wants to come in and work my land and then take off some of the bird meat, gives it to hate. I'm not going to protest you coming in and doing the annoying work in my field. If you want to de-rock, I don't know the right word, take the rocks out of my field, or you want to prune it or do other annoying things, Givaldik, I'm excited. V'yesh lomar, so one suggestion he says is gegon she'achla shachas, that he eats it as shachas. Again, I don't have a good English term for shachas. We're going to discuss shachas a little bit more later on. But basically, shachas is the idea that you take what could have been growing for the humans and you want to use it for the animals, so you cut it down at an earlier stage in its growth. Right? Because it doesn't have to be as ripe for the animals. So maybe you're doing that. And I guess that takes longer, the process. So he says, no. Later on, we say that it's not considered to be, again, this is not the Iker point of Tosos, that this is not considered to be a good chazakah. That's when you're doing it in a way which stunts its growth permanently. Because that's not a thing that an owner would normally do, because you want your stuff to grow back. But if you do it in a way that it does not ruin it, it's already started growing. Something about the different stages of growth. I don't know exactly what those things mean. Then have chazaka. And about the steilin, the pligir b'shmo, but gemara yom yom gimeshanim. Okay, here's another possibility. What if you prune, but you take the branches for yourself?
So you're, again, it's a, it, pruning itself would not be such a raya, but you're doing it. But isn't that like just, you know, plowing and getting it in order? Keva, and that he takes the eights and the hatzel, shayach, the memer, kol shiobah, the karabah, neobah, fine. The ode omer ri. And this, I think, is the interesting approach, and this is worthwhile to keep in mind, this last statement of the ri. The achzik bo b'chiyagav, na she'no'a v'godar as asodo, v'no'a b'mafteyach, v'ein minayach odom likanis. Does you know what you do during the rest of the year? Whether it's the 3 months when you're not actually doing anything with the crops, or it's during these 12 months when we're trying to figure out when we get, we need it. We need, on the one hand, to make sure there's a presence that the Ma'arer is going to feel, but on the other hand, there's nothing to do that's classic Chazakah, because we're talking about a Beis HaBaal. There are no crops. But you know what you do? You lock it and you keep people out. You lock it and keep people out. Is that a Chazakah? Tosa says it's not a chazaka. We talked about this yesterday. It's not a chazaka. Tosfos has a yisod. And this yisod is critical to understanding Rabbi Shmuel. And again, without what Tosfos says here, I don't know how you could understand what Rabbi Shmuel says, because Moshe's question is very compelling. Tosfos says, we need to have the 12 months, because again, we need more than just achila, because the achilas are too short. And if it's so short, that's not a valid chazaka, because there's no chance for the ma'arer to see. So, again, the fact that I'm there for the three achilos has to be an expression, A, of bailus, and B, an expression of bailus that should have elicited a response from the ma'arer. If it's too quick, it doesn't do that. Says Tosis, but you know what you can do? If you combine whatever is being done as the chazaka with things that express, we'll call it, lower level ownership. Things that on their own are not considered to be a chazaka. If I just lock the field for 3 years and don't let anybody else in, and then I come and he says, it's my field, I don't have a shtar, you know what we tell him? What do we tell you? Get out of the field. That's not a chazaka. It needs achilas peros. Just locking the door, I don't know, I thought you were doing me a favor and just keeping Ganavim out. Whatever my excuse is. But if I lock the door in conjunction with the fact that I am using the field like an owner, I'm planting, I'm harvesting, I'm taking everything, that is a chazaka. And that's what you need to be doing during the other times of the year. You have to do something in the field. I might not even have to be there. But if I have control over it, I put up a fence around it, I do something which again does not reach the level on its own of being a chazaka, but in combination with my achilas peros expresses ownership, and therefore the guy should have protested, that is good enough. And that's what I need to be doing during the rest of the 3 months and during the 12 months in between, because again, it's not only about achilas peros. It's about showing achilas peros and doing something which expresses and shows my ownership for enough time that the Ma'arer should have had a chance to respond. Moshe, that's okay? You don't have to like it. No. But again, it answers the question, because there has to be the second side to it. Because if it's just the Achilles Peiros alone, that's exactly what Rabbi Shmuel was saying, it doesn't express ownership, there shouldn't be any Chazakah. I mean, maybe the answer would have been, Beis HaBaal doesn't have a chazaka, because there's no way to do it. The Rishon didn't go that way.
Right, it just then it seems interesting why it's 18 consecutive months, because you're going to be missing those 3 months for possibly for two of the years. And if we're being more machmi here, and we're showing that the answer doesn't matter, you're missing the achilas for two of the years. If it starts, let's say 18 months starts in September, and those... I say the achilas have.
I can't explain it. But
if you're being
there is an achilas taking place in year number two also.
There's only one out of three.
No, so you're every year there's an Achila taking place.
Not the Achila happens between June and July, and you start in September. Then it's going to go from September the whole year to March, and you miss out on the two June to April, or whatever it is.
It seems like, I don't think it's true. Again, I can't explain why.
If it's only a 3 month Achila, then you could, then
it's... I think it's only a 3 month Achila, but I think it's depending on what you plant. I think you get one shot.
Meaning it's not a set time. It's
right.
More,
correct.
It sounds like from Rashi says whenever it rains, the rainy season. It says
the rainy season is 6 months.
Not in Israel, it's not. It's like two.
From Sukkistan to Pesach, yes. Officially.
And just you know, just aside, just clarification. Tosfos says that you could lock it for 9 months, and that's good or not?
Yes. Tosfos is saying that in conjunction with Afilas is what you have to do. It's more than just that you can. You need to do something to express your ownership, otherwise your chazakah is lacking. Yes.
It's not chazakah action that you're taking. Are these chazakah actions for kinyan and chazakah kinyan?
What do you mean?
You said that there's a chazakah kinyan and a chazakah raya.
Yes.
There's non-action you're talking about. Is that the actions that are taken for a chazakah kinyan?
All this is still raya. The chiddush is that you can use things that normally only do a kinyan and use them as the raya.
Yeah,
yes.
That
okay.
Part of the action of the chazakah kinyan.
Yes, but you're not making a kinyan.
No,
God. Good. Okay.
It kind of seems to be saying, though, that to make a chazakas gimel shani, you're taking an action of a chazakas raya and a chazakas kinyan. You're doing both actions.
But it's incidental. Or coincidental. It's not fundamental. Meaning, it's not because... The reason that he's suggesting na'al or something like that is not because we want na'al specifically. Is that we were trying to figure out an expression of ownership that he can have besides achila, because the achila is too short, and because we need to give the ma'arer a red flag. There has to be a red flag, otherwise the ma'arer should have a valid taina of, I had nothing to respond to! What did you want from my life? Good?
Is locking the fence considered einar miyom miyom, or is it more miyom
miyom? It's part of the enemy again. All this is the enemy on the yom.
So could you lock the fence? Would that work for the first?
No, it will not. That's exactly what Tosfos is saying. Correct. It will never replace an achila. It will complement or supplement an achila. Good. Oh. Now, what did Rashi say? According to Rabbi Shmuel, what's happening in year one? And or year three?
3 months of work.
What work? Yeah.
The fruit are ripe, they're being ready to be harvested.
So it's planting, is it planting or harvesting? What's happening in year one?
Seeding and probably harvesting.
What?
Seeding and
seeding because it's the beginning of the month, it's all the year.
Okay. What?
Would harvesting be happening?
That's the reason I'm asking. Okay, we got a few votes for Zriya, right? That in the 3 months over here, you're doing a Zriya, and then the Ktsira, which is the harvesting, maybe will take place at some point during year two. Early in year two, but, you know, Cholmovi trip or something like that. I don't know. Or, you know, after Yantar. Right? Somebody else said no. Harvesting.
Because if you harvest there, then you could harvest there, and then by the first 3 months of year three, you'll be planting, and then you'll
and then all the work will be included. All
oh, time. Wait. So again, there seem to be at least two possibilities, right? Oh, that's the third possibility. So one possibility, let's say, one possibility, you can do everything. I plant early so that I can harvest early, and I get in these 3 months I will get a Zeriya and a Ktsira. Alternatively, maybe all I get is a Zeriya. Why do I say Zeriya and not Ktsira? Because Rashi said it. Very good. I didn't make it up. Rashi clearly says Zeriya, right? Yeshma Marin is Roa. Good. Rashi is less clear, I think, about whether there's a Ktsira taking place or not. Right? Unless somebody reads the Rashi differently than me.
So what's happening in the first 3 months of year number three?
What?
Oh, so you might say Katsira. Why would you say Katsira? Because maybe you planted early in Russia, right? And you're doing the Katsira. Good. What are the other options?
Zaria.
Right? Because maybe you're just a little bit later. Is there a third option? Maybe both. If you could do both over here, get it in 3 months, maybe you can get both then over here.
How many cycles can you do during the middle year?
Let's assume one.
How exactly that works out, that's part of what I'm bothering Moshe, but let's assume one. Okay. Read Rashi and tell me which is happening. The language of Rashi. Look at Rashi. Inside. Right? Starting from, right, Umahi Chezkasa until the end of Rashi. Read through Rashi. What is happening? We'll get to the why afterwards. But when you just read Rashi, what does it seem is happening in year one and year three? Okay, Donnie suggests that both are only Zaria. Anybody see differently? No, you agree.
Yeah.
You agree. Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees that Rashi says just Zaria. Yeah? Okay. I don't have a problem with that. Now read the very beginning of Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Shlosha Chadoshim Barishon. Again, I'm not sure if I saw how you see the beginning or not, but let's just look at it together. Perish Mitoch Perish Akuntris. Who's that? Rashi. Mashma Deboy Rav Yishmael Shehu Yizra V'Yiktzor Ba'osad Shlosha Chadoshim Rishonim V'Chein Ba'achronim. It's Mashma from Rashi, says Tosfos, that in the first 3 months and the last 3 months, you need to do Zriya and Zira.
Is it five, or is it like
Mitoch Perish Hakunches Mashma?
Do they have to go together? Is it five that they're
Tosva? What do you mean? No, they do not. They're two separate processes because it takes time to grow. There's a svara. The svara here, right? The svara is that Zriya could certainly be viewed as the same thing as plowing, which is like, you want to plant for me? Great! I don't care. I want to harvest. Katsira, I get it. If you're being kotzer my stuff and taking it, then already I'm getting a little bit nervous. But if you want to be Zoreya for me, Givaldik. If you're Zoreya and you're kotzer, because again, you have 3 months, and apparently that's enough time. That certainly is an expression of ownership. I get why Tosfos wants to say that way. Does anybody see this in Rashi?
I have a question. Why would you would do the harvesting whether it belongs to you or not, but no one would do the planting if it doesn't belong to them, right?
I don't know. Again, it's a matter of getting into people's mindsets. I might not do anything if it doesn't belong to me, right?
Yeah, but you don't have a gain. You don't have like a direct gain. Like if you plant it, you might not get any profit out of it.
You might not, but you might be thinking, I have a chance. Again, you're definitely going to be doing the katsira. The question is, does the katsira have to be in that first 3 months? Right? The goal of this guy, and he certainly is going to have to do the katsira. There's no question about that. Right? He has to do full achilos. But the question is the 3 months going to count based on Zriya alone? And the bigger chiddush is going to be on the tail end. Because in the tail end, if you only think there's a Zriya, then it's likely he will not be doing the Katsira. Right? Because what happens in month 19, before the Katsira happens, the Ma'arir comes. But he did the Zriya,
According to the way we learned in Rashi, that's a good chazaka. According to what Tosos is learning in Rashi, that would not be a good chazaka. Very big nafkamina. Yeah.
If he's doing the Zriya in the Zriya beginning, according to Rashi doing the Zriya, then at some point he has to harvest that, and then I'm assuming he continues the cycle according to what Tosos is saying. At some point in the first, near the first 3 months, if not after the first 3 months, he's doing the Zriya and the Zriya because he has to harvest what he did to sow the plant again.
Correct.
So that's how he's seeing.
But then after he's going to be at the end. At the end, do you need a Zriya? According to Tosos,
assuming if he's the one who wants to own the field, he's going to keep doing it.
I know, but again,
he's not going to stop at 3 months.
You're right. He's not going to stop. He's not going to stop. But let's say on Asarah B'Teves, while the Machzik is in Shul fasting, the Ma'arer shows up and in the spirit of Tshuva says, I want you to do tshuva for stealing my field. Get out. Now, at that point, he's only done a Zriya, because that's all that was required of him. Does he have a full Chezkas Gimel Shanim or not? The way that Tosos understands Rashi is he does not yet have it. Now, it's not a problem. Right? Rabbi Shmuel does not tell us that it has to be in 18 months. Rabbi Shmuel is telling us that that is the shortest amount of time for now, until the end of the Mishnah, the shortest amount of time to get the Chazakah. If it happens to take you 20, so it takes 20. That's not a problem. But according, again, the way we read Rashi, we would say he's got the Chazakah already, because he did the Zriya. And what's my raya that we're right in Rashi and Tosos is wrong? What's the raya? How you understand? I don't want to say those words. The interesting thing that Tosos is wrong. It's going to Tosos obviously had a different version of Rashi, or something from the Rashbam later on when this Gemara comes up. How on earth, if you learn Rashi like Tosos, how do you read the last two lines of Rashi? What was Rashi trying to say in the last two lines? What did Rashi say? She'ein lecha adam haroas chaver shezoreas teilecho priya asur l'shanah v'shosek. What does that mean? What does that line mean? Right? Ma kashel Rashi. Right? Rashi does not get paid by the word. Why is he still talking? Why is he still talking at the end? You asked me this kasha yesterday. Right? Why is he still saying anything? And the answer is because Rashi's answering Tosos' kasha. What's bothering Rashi? If I only... The Zriya from year one had a Ktsira. It might not have been in those 3 months. Maybe it was in the middle of the 12 months. And then there was a Zriya and a Ktsira within the 12 months. And over here there was only a Zriya. You know what's bothering Rashi? If there's only a Zriya in the last 3 months, where's that Achila number 3... which should have required that the owner is going to start yelling and screaming. Why is it a good chazakah? So Rashi has to come up with a chiddush. And Rashi is mechadesh that no normal person will stand by idly while somebody plants his field with a crop that he knows is a field that can only grow once a year, and he's going to sit there and watch it and keep his mouth shut. And therefore, what's Rashi in essence saying? The Zriya is an Achila. Right? The Zriya over here is the Achila because it should have elicited a response because nobody in the right mind is going to stand around and allow this person to do it. If Rashi is assuming that you need to have a Ktsira also, this line makes no sense. The last line of Rashi makes zero sense. Unless somebody can explain it to you otherwise. But it does not seem to mean that this line makes any sense if Rashi is learning that there's a Ktsira. Elamai, Rashi must learn that it is just a Zriya. What's Tosos talking about? Obviously he had something else. He didn't miss this. There's a lot, and again, this will come up, right? Rashi, unfortunately, is going to pass away on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. Right? Not so long from now. So there's going to be a lot of Rashbam. It is not hard to imagine that Tosfos was dealing with some of the Rashbam at the beginning of this parak a lot earlier. Or it's not hard to imagine that when this Gemara comes up in more depth on Daf Lamed Vav, that Tosos is responding to the way the Rashbam explains the Gemara over there. So it's not a I'm not saying this as a kasha on Tosfos, but if we read Rashi honestly, I do not think that we can come to the conclusion that Tosfos had the same Rashi as us. Because Rashi does not make any sense within what he says if Tosfos' pshat is correct. In Rashi. Tosfos has his own pshat. Yeah.
Rashi, would you say that you have to do Ksira at all, or even year two, you do that?
No, I think he's going to say that every Zriya needs, if you don't do the Ketzira when you should have done the Ketzira, then that probably undermines your Achila.
Yeah, but the whole Chiddush is that Zriya is concerned with Achila. So, I mean, part of that Chiddush, when you just need to do Zriya in all three cycles, and you don't need to do Ketzira at all.
I would say it like this, and again, we're definitely touching on things that we don't know yet, right? But I will say this: the Cheskas Gimel Shanim has to be consecutive, and it's only logical that it should be consecutive. If you allow somebody else to do the Ketzira, then even if you want to say that the Zriya is an Achila, you certainly would not be able to consider it to be consecutive. So whether we want to say that it's a combination, you know, the Zriya when there's no Ketzira available can be an Achila, or if we want to say, again, obviously we're not going to, they're not, we can't learn that they're separate Achilos, because then you're going to tell me, then as soon as you have a Zriya, a Ketzira, and a Zriya, you have three Achilos. So I'm not going to give in on that. That's certainly not the pshat. But you're right. On the one hand, it's almost like what Tosfos says at the end, right? That even though it might not, on its own, it might have a certain amount of significance, it's impossible that you can not have it. Right? It has to be that the Ketzira is there as well, if there is a Ketzira. If there's no Ketzira, the Chiddush is that the Zriya alone can count. Does that make sense? Your question.
I'm looking at the timeline on this because on the third year, the rain season is already over.
I'm going to conceptualize it without getting involved in the rainy season because I don't really understand agriculture. But let's assume as follows. Let's assume that towards the end of summer, there are certain things that as the rainy season is about to come, you can plant and they have the ability to grow. Now, it might be easiest to not set this case up as being around Rosh Hashanah. That would answer your questions? Meaning
no, because then you wouldn't be able to have a Ketzira in the first year.
Let's assume like... this is probably going to confuse everybody. It will definitely confuse me. But in order to answer the question, I'll do it. Let's assume for a moment that each year is starting on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So now, in year one, it's very rainy, right? In Adar Shvat. I can't do calendar backwards. So Adar Shvat and Teves, right? It's easy to have a Zriya. Now you understand, right?
Yeah.
It's easy to, no problem having a Zriya, and maybe you can even grow because it's starting to get warmer outside. Right?
Where is the rain going to come from?
If it's before Nisan, that's the rainy season.
Before you starting Nisan.
No. Every year is starting Nisan. So okay. Year one is the 3 months prior to this Nisan.
Okay, fine.
Right? So it's whatever months I just said.
Yeah.
So it's per time. Year two, you're going to get somehow within the rainy season be able to plant again. I don't fully get that whole part. I guess you do it Sukkot time. But you only get one a year. And then in year three, you're going to do it right after Nisan.
But then you won't be able to harvest because the rainy season's over.
But the ground is still fertile because the rainy season just ended. Or a little bit goes into ER. Is that easier than... I mean, if you put it on the border of the rainy season, it's probably a little easier to see from agriculture. I don't care about that. I just care about it.
So 6 months. I mean, there's only a 3-month period you can actually use the field. That means there's actually a 6-month period you can actually use the field.
There might even be longer than that. The point is that you can only get one usage out of it. That's the key point. Now, how come in the middle of year two you can do it smack in the middle? I don't know. But it seems clear that those who do farming, which they did in the Mishnah, were perfectly okay with this. So that I'm not going to get bogged down by that. But in terms of that example, probably easier to understand because then you're straddling both sides of the rainy season, okay, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah, where you're a little bit mufka from it. Yeah.
Really, most crops need 90 days to grow.
Yeah. So that's
and they usually plant like in the fall and like autumn time.
It depends where. Israel or...
So I think it depends what...
In tropical areas, they wait for after the rainy season, but normally, like...
There you go. So I think you have to figure out, if you know your gland can only handle one crop a year, you'll figure it out based on the reason. It's clear, Tosfos actually discusses certain crops that grow faster than that in a month. And not enough Mizar. Okay.
Beans,
yes. Okay, fine. So again, the main point that I wanted to get across, besides the general thing, Rabbi Shmuel, is that I think if we learn Rashi, if we're not scared to learn Rashi the way Rashi appears to us, we will not come to the same conclusion as Tosfos. I don't think it's a problem, but we shouldn't think. And so looking at Tosfos, goes, well, now we've got to figure out where to get it into Rashi. It does not seem to fit into Rashi. Does not seem to fit Rashi. Tosfos again obviously had a different girsa. We will try. There's still some left to finish up the Mishnah tomorrow and begin the Gemara with Hashem.